Our story begins at St. John Hospital. Blake is talking with Dr. Brian Morgan in Matt's room.
Listen, Blake. I spoke to Matt's mother before and told her about the severity of his burns.
Okay.
When Matt does wake up, he's going to face a lot of emotional trauma. Seeing yourself like this can do a lot of damage to a person's psyche.
He can still make a full recovery, right?
Blake, with the severity of the burns on Matt's arms and the side of his face, I'm afraid he's in for a long road ahead of skin grafts and surgeries.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
Oh God, please tell me after all these surgeries Matt's going to be able to live a normal life.
Physically, Matt's going to heal and be able to function just fine. But there may be some permanent scarring. And different patients react differently to those situations.
Well, what are you talking about here? Major disfiguration? Dr. Morgan, I really need to know the truth.
It's very possible that Matt could have scars on his face, hands, and legs that we're not going to be able to do anything about. But look, we're going to do everything we can to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
Damn it! I'd like to kill whoever did this to him.
I know this is a trying time, Blake. It is for the staff here as well.
I know. I'm sure you've had to deal with a lot of grieving families.
There are a lot of burn victims here now. So I'm working nonstop, trying to do everything I can.
Matt's brother died in the subway. He didn't make it out.
Sorry to hear that. We have about 35 patients from that subway explosion with various injuries. Some of them, their families are far away. So they're going through this all alone. Matt's lucky to have so many people surrounding him right now that love him.
Well, I really want to thank you for all you've done. I'll never forget your generosity over the past few days.
That's why I became a doctor, Blake. To help heal people. Look, I gotta go make my rounds. I'll be back in a bit to check in on Matt.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Morgan, Owen Gooding just woke up and is screaming in pain in his room and trying to rip off his bandages. We need you to come right away.
At the 23rd Precinct, Chuck is talking with Officer Trey Gallagher outside the evidence room.
Well, this is everything, Chuck. I'll just be over here, so let me know if you need me.
Thanks, Trey. A baby picture. Is this our daughter, Zelda? Are you really even Zelda? Oh my God, it's her. I remember this picture from high school. Kathy was Zelda.
At his mother's funeral at Yorkville Funeral Home, Dirk is talking with Serena and Victoria.
Look at Dad over there. Is he actually using his funeral to make business deals?
Your father loved your mother very much, Dirk. He's dealing with his grief in the only way he knows how.
It's just sick to be talking about some software merger at the funeral home where your wife is laid to rest.
Uncle Jack is his own man, Dirk. Just let him be.
Oh my God, one of my students just walked in.
Where?
Over there.
Ah, that's Rosalind Gamage. I met her one day when Peggy and I were having lunch. Her husband's a judge. That must be her daughter.
Oh, Mr. Endicott, I'm so sorry about your mother.
Stacy, you didn't have to come.
Oh, she insisted on coming with me. I had no idea that Peggy's son was now my daughter's English teacher.
Small world, I guess.
You're Victoria, right? Peggy's sister. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? Is there anything I can do?
No, but Thank you.
Stacy, let's go take our seats.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Endicott.
Goodbye, Stacy.
Dirk, I think Stacy has a little crush on you.
What? Get out of here.
Oh, come on. Did you see the way she was looking at you? It's sweet.
Oh, God, that's the last thing I need in my life right now.
Oh, I'm sure it's just an innocent crush. I had the biggest crush on, oh, God, on Mr. Rayburn, my history teacher, my senior year.
I walked her home the other day. I hope I didn't make a mistake.
You'll probably be well served to not have any personal involvement with your students. Wouldn't you agree?
I think you're right.
At Brooklyn Catholic Hospital, Alexandra is talking with Zach Jessup in the cafeteria.
Mr. Jessup, thanks for meeting me like this.
It's no problem. When I spoke to your colleague on the phone, my wife's participation in this program came into question and it got me worried. There's something you need to know, Alexandra. You may already know it, but my wife and I cannot afford this treatment on our own. Having access to this grant money is our only saving grace right now.
Well, I hope that we can continue to work together on this.
Please, ask me anything you need to know.
Okay, let's see. Just so I'm clear on all the background information, you and your wife are here from Alabama?
Yes, Greenville, Alabama.
And what line of work are you in?
I'm the office manager at Maynard Textiles in Greenville.
Do you have any children?
Yes, a daughter, Zoe, and another daughter, Zelda.
And how long have you been in your current position?
3 years. I was working at the same company, but in sales for several years before that.
Sales? You must have traveled a lot.
Yes, too much. Alexandra, I don't mean to step on your toes here, but I'm not sure I understand these questions. What does this have to do with my wife's treatment? Is there an additional qualification I don't know about?
Oh, what the hell? Look, Zach, I'm not with the grant committee at all.
What? Then who are you?
My name is Alexandra Jones, and I came here today to find you, not to talk about your wife, but to talk about my sister.
Your sister? I don't understand.
I need to know if you and my sister were ever involved.
I've been married for over 30 years. I'm sure I don't know your sister.
Does the name Adriana Cummings mean anything to you?
Adriana.
At her apartment, Raven is talking with Connie and Hannah in the living room.
Raven, we don't want to rush you, but we thought we should at least bring this up.
And if you're not ready, just say so.
I know what this is about. You don't need to say it. I know there's never going to be a good time to say goodbye to Mac.
You're right. And I'm never going to be able to say goodbye to Mac, whether we have some kind of service or not. We just thought that bringing all Mac's family and friends together and sharing thoughts about him might help everyone.
I just can't think about that right now, Connie. I'm sorry. It's too soon for me. I know that everything points to the contrary, but I still expect him to just walk in that door any minute.
Things just aren't the same without him.
Marty must have woken up from his nap. I'll go get him back to sleep. It's okay, Marty. Mama's here. Do you want to go back to sleep or go see your aunts downstairs? Huh? Oh, Marty. Oh, Marty. Where's your dad? Even though he's oh so far away,
And every night I lay in bed and hug the pillow where he laid his head.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.